News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's talk about alcohol. Are drinkers wasting their time with sober October and dry January? It comes as experts have said there are no real long-term health benefits, apparently, to giving your liver a one-month break from alcohol. One doctor has said if people feel the need to participate in such alcohol-free events, they might want to question why they're taking part in the first place. Join us to discuss this is Dr. Garrett McGoffin, GP specialising in alcohol and substance abuse at the Priority Medical Clinic. Garrett, this is a very interesting comment you make, or this is an interesting observation. I'm not necessarily attributed to you, but you feel that it's of no benefit. Why?
Well, I'd say it's of minimal benefit if the sort of subsequent drinking reverts back to what the drinking prior to the month abstinence was. So in of itself, I think you're going to get minimal health gains, I would say.
Does it, by the way, when I was thinking about this, the proposition here, Sober October, I had never heard of it, Sober October, until this morning, but on a dry January, we've all heard of that, and we've heard of Lenten periods and all that. Does it actually, inadvertently, does it incentivize binge drinking? So if you're going to go off the booze for November, or you're going off the booze for January, you're going on an almighty tear beforehand and an almighty tear afterwards. Is that how we work?
I tend to think that's generally what people are doing. I mean, I did raise that, I think, with your researcher yesterday about, you know, people going on dry January, for instance. Like yourself, I'd never heard of Sober October either. And you do have to wonder, the people doing it feel they need to do it. Now, if they feel they need to do it, then their drinking probably is more than really safe limits, I would say.
There is another thing as well. I've heard it being said on many occasions, like a lot of us do observe this, those of us who do like the odd tipple. You will, and of course it's work week as well, but mostly a lot of people will not drink for 3 or 4 days a week to clear themselves out. Well, partly because you have to get up in the morning to go to work and all that kind of stuff. Does that help? Because then you go on the beer at the weekend, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt about it that all the research will tell you that alcohol-free days are absolutely crucial to maintaining a good relationship with alcohol. But I would sort of argue that, you know, binge drinking, you have to remember, Paul, is not what we think it is. Binge drinking in Ireland is you go on the lash for the weekend. Binge drinking actually is much more temperate than that, actually very mild. It's only, you know, 4 alcoholic drinks. That'd be the equivalent to 2 pints or 5 for a female, or 5 standard units for a male. Anything more than that is considered binge drinking. Now, my own feeling is that's probably a little bit, you know,
a little bit conservative.
And
I have to say, I'm getting a bit worried just even listening to you now at this stage. I don't need to go into your clinic to get any more advice.
Yeah, so no, from that point of view, that is. But what we're seeing is, there's no doubt about it, we do see people sort of, as you say, recuperating during the week, and they go out on the weekend and they get drunk. And the question, I suppose, arises, is it okay to get drunk or is it not okay to get drunk? Well, I think everybody gets drunk at some point. I've been drunk several times in my life over the years. I went to college. There was a huge drinking culture in college.
Yeah, but you didn't drink all the time, fair play to you. You got the qualification at the end, so it didn't kill you.
Well, this is another point, you see. I mean, there's a lot of people I treat in my clinic, for instance, who are otherwise functioning. I mean, this is the, how do you define a drink problem? It's sometimes very, very difficult. But I think, you know, the whole sort of sober month thing, I mean, whether it's October, whether it's January, I think it's a really great opportunity for maybe people to recalibrate the relationship with alcohol and actually do it right. And that's, I would prefer to see moderate drinking months rather than any abstinence in the months. I think just people need to kind of maybe train themselves to drink in a way basically that doesn't impair them.
So use that period, you're saying, as a period of reflection to say, okay, think about yourself, how well you feel over that 3 or 4
weeks.
Exactly, absolutely. Do you want to feel like this, continue to feel? Try and put your head into the position of where you are on a Saturday morning, all soggy and sick for 2 days and a massive hangover, and compare those two feelings.
Absolutely right. And say to yourself, look, I just need to tone this down. It's actually not that difficult to actually moderate your drinking, but you really need to work at it and you need to think about it. And you're absolutely right. You need to reflect on it. Most people don't. They'll come out of dry January and get steaming into it.
Gary, before I let you go, I want to go back to the... Is it okay to get drunk?
It's not good for you, that's for sure. sure.
Okay.
And it really depends on how many times you're getting drunk and what the implications. I mean, it's not just about physical harm. Some people, unfortunately, there's major ramifications. People have lost jobs as a result of getting, you know, going to a work to insulting the boss and losing their job. So, you know, it depends really. But I think it's not great to get drunk. And the degrees of intoxication are very important as well.
But isn't it down to your size physically and all of that, and your tolerance levels?
It is, yeah.
Like Shane Coleman could be on the flat of his back after 2 pints of Guinness, and I could be only getting warmed up.
Yeah. Well, it is. Tolerance is. But unfortunately, tolerance is a little bit of a worry because there's a lot of people that don't get drunk at all for that very reason. They drink very heavily all the time.
All right, we leave it there. Dr. Gareth McGovern, a GP specialising in alcohol and substance abuse at the Priority Medical Clinic. Thanks very much for that update, and we'll talk to you again.